views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome to another episode of Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and oh wow, am I happy to be with you all today in this space that we'll share of self-care for mind, body, and spirit. You know, we're coming up on the holiday seasons here in America, and we're in the northeast of the country, and so we're getting some cold weather, and we're getting some hustle and bustle for the holiday season. But I'll tell you what, no matter when you listen to this show, you're really going to benefit from tuning in some really sweet, childlike ways to the notion of taking care of all dimensions of ourselves. You know, there's always emails to answer, laundry to do this time of year, there are meals to plan, and all sorts of holiday hullabaloo. But I am so happy to be here with my guest for mind, body, and spirit. Deanna, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Nancy. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
This is like a dream of mine because I actually think that this whole space of allowing really originated in your yoga class, which I had taken last year. And I'll say a little bit more about that. But first, I really just want to celebrate your career and all the ways that you do embody this notion of self-care. I know that you've been a yoga practitioner for more than 20 years, and you've been a teacher for about 10 years now. And I know that you have your 500 hours of training, and that you have some really specific specialties in therapeutics, restorative yoga, partner yoga, childlight yoga, certification in yin yoga, which we're going to probably talk about some of those today. But I would love it if you would introduce yourself a little more to our listeners in this space of allowing.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, yoga is my passion in life. I'm so honored to be able to do this for a living and share what I love with so many people, and to be able to help others is really my passion in life. I did my training here in the Lehigh Valley at the Yoga Loft of Bethlehem, which is pretty much my home studio. And I am also the director of their teacher certification program there. So I get to teach other people to be yoga teachers as well.
Yeah, I think that paying it forward is really sweet, you know, when we get to that point in our careers. And I felt from the first moment that I stepped into the Yoga Loft, shout out to the Yoga Loft because I love them too in Bethlehem. I really felt that you created your own space of allowing when you hosted that Nourish a Woman Circle. And when I participated last year in what was what I had just come to understand as restorative yoga. And this was something that was a huge first step for me in my own self-care. And one of the things, Deanna, that really stands out for me in terms of self-care for mind, body, and spirit is the way that you invite us to really think about ourselves from the perspective of a child, you know, and seeing our needs through the eyes of a child. Can you talk to us a little bit about that as we enter into this space?
Yeah, this is something that came to mind when I like to create themes in my yoga classes. And as we were getting closer into the holiday season, I just kept thinking about how there's this childlike wonder at this time of year. And then, you know, in planning my classes, I'm thinking about how everyone is so busy at this time of year when nature is really withdrawing its energy. You know, it's going into this winter time, but we keep pushing on. And right through the holidays, we're keeping ourselves so busy. And many of us aren't taking time for self-care during this busy time of year when it's really the most important time in nature that we slow down and find some stillness and take care of ourselves. And I was thinking about how children really, they don't hesitate to try and meet their needs. If they're tired, you know, they get cranky and they need to rest, and they're hungry, they ask for food, and they're lonely, they ask for company and playtime. But we are often the last on our own to-do list, if we're even on our to-do list, right?
So, yeah, I know. I was just thinking about all those sweet little needs that we have too. I mean, we don't outgrow those needs, but we certainly seem to outgrow the knowledge or the wisdom about how to tend to ourselves. Or for some reason, like you say, we go way down on the list of self-care. And when I learned more about the nature of restorative yoga through one of my peers in my coach training program, she had said, you know, maybe some breathing exercises and maybe some opportunity to rest your body through yoga. And I thought, I had done yoga before, and it was very energizing for me, and it was very healing for me, but it wasn't it with the concerns that I had with my physical health. I thought, I can't hold myself up on my hands. I can't necessarily get my needs met through yoga until I met restorative yoga, until I spent some time with you. And that really was one of the ways that I was able to form a relationship with my own self-care that I actually felt not only was nourishing myself like a child, kind of like a child being wrapped, taking care, getting my body warm, slowing the pace, all those sorts of really nourishing, delicious kinds of things that I learned through you and through the yoga practice of the restorative type of yoga. And so I would love to hear from you, you know, what you have learned over all these years of working with us through yoga about self-care and making time for that in our busy lives.
Yeah, for me, it really became imperative. I had been through maybe about a good 10-year period of my life that was extremely stressful. Kind of one traumatic thing after another had happened to me during the same journey of becoming a yoga teacher. And without the self-care practices, I had my fair share of health issues, but I think it would have been a lot worse without those self-care moments in my life. So it became something that was non-negotiable for me.
If
I was to continue to serve other people, I had to really take care of myself. It's like that whole oxygen mask thing, you know, we've got to take care of ourselves before we can care for others. And I wanted to have that energy to be able to share this practice of yoga with other people, but I couldn't do that if I was depleted and exhausted myself. So,
yeah, even just the notion that we can be depleted, I think, because we kind of get into this Wonder Woman, I'll just do one more thing. I'll just do one more load of laundry. I'll just make one more stop on the way home. You know, just one more. And I don't know. That's definitely still in me from time to time. And I have to allow myself a little more gentle, almost like mothering myself, my own child self, and soothe my own child self and permit my own child self to, you know, have those cuddles, to have that nourishment. It's a very sweet way of thinking about it. I thank you for giving us those thoughts. And so can you tell us, you know, maybe as we enter into this space today of allowing self-care, what are some really elemental things that we can do in our everyday that can nourish us and soothe us a little bit more?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nancy. And one of the things I like to think about are there are certain ways that we care for ourselves that I'm going to call external, right? So like going, getting a pedicure, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. That is one way that we can like sort of do something to pamper ourselves. But what I'm talking about is something more introspective. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there are ways that we can participate in self-care that aren't going to break the bank. We don't have to go anywhere. We can just do this in our own homes and
perfect
something for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, things like just being still for a period of time. Like how often do we take a time out to just allow ourselves to be still, to quiet our minds, to focus on our breath? Things like a yoga practice, as you mentioned, and the beauty of yoga is there are so many different styles that there is something for everyone. You know, if we're not physically capable and we can't hold our own body weight up, like you said, there are types of yoga like restorative, yin yoga, somatic yoga, all of those things that we can, discover that are ways that we can care for ourselves to meet ourselves where we're at. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just take a moment with that because I'm having a little smile over here and I know you can't see that necessarily, but I want to bring that to the listeners too, because it's kind of like a grown-up timeout that we're giving ourselves, right?
Yes.
You know, like when a child gets overstimulated or overwrought or over, you know, anxious, and we offer a time out, not as a punishment, but really just as a gentle holding, as a reset, as an opportunity to calm and to soothe. And I feel myself feeling even that little bit of a timeout, a mommy timeout, you know, to give myself a chance to just be still. And I will say that right before we came on the show, I gave myself about 5 minutes to just compose myself, to just be quiet a little bit. And so, like you said, that doesn't break the bank. That doesn't disrupt the schedule. That just takes a couple of moments for the reset to make sure that we're whole and we're grounded and we're still. And how about one more thing before we take a quick break? What other sort of homemade, homegrown, introspective type of practice might we try in self-care?
Yeah. I mean, you know, along those same lines, you know, being still goes with meditation and things like prayer and devotion. And also journaling, I think, is a fantastic way to really care for ourselves and maybe write down what we're needing so that we can seek out those practices that will best address what our needs are. And like we were saying, we seek out to get those needs met, but as adults, we have to pencil it in. We have to actually, put it in pen. We need to put it on our list so that we take that time, because otherwise, like you said, we may have a temper tantrum, right? We may have a meltdown of our own, a little mini.
Seriously. Right. I would go to the refrigerator probably because I'm having a moment, right?
Exactly.
And yeah.
Those are those external self-care things, like, you know, grabbing something nourishing to eat that's more like comfort food that maybe it's not the most healthy, or shopping or other. Those are external ways that we think of that we're doing something nice for ourselves. But does it really fill us up on a deep level?
Beautiful. And so, yeah, so I'm just going to mention as we round out this segment that for anybody who's listening, you know, Deanna's notion of making a little note to ourselves, I have Space of Allowing sticky pads and pens I would love to send out to anybody who's listening. So drop me a quick note on Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook that you're listening in, and I'll send you a sticky pad and pen. And that will be your own little space to write out something, you know, as a little bit of a journal note to yourselves, to have a mindfulness moment in your day. And we will return in just a moment to A Space of Allowing.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing. This week, we're talking about self-care for mind, body, and spirit. And I'm here with my guest and yoga instructor, Deanna Nagel. And welcome back, Deanna. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
We were talking about connecting with our child selves, and just as we would take care of a child who might be having a little moment of need, whether that's a changing or a hungry moment or a cuddle moment, we're trying to give ourselves those same sorts of opportunities to take care of ourselves, not only at a busy holiday time, which this is, but really any time that we might be pushing our way through. I loved what you said in the first segment about, you know, if we're not taking care of ourselves, we really can't be the best caretaker for anyone else. And so in this section, I would love to deconstruct that a little bit and really go deeply into this notion of groundedness. This is something that you taught me, again, the essential nature of. So can you talk to us a little bit about this dimension of groundedness? Why is it so important and what is it really?
Yeah, I mean, this could be a whole, you know, show on itself to talk about being grounded. But there is a sister science to yoga called Ayurveda. And in Ayurveda, it talks about how all of the five elements of the natural world are present in our bodies, right? And at this time of year, the element that is most prominent is the air and space element. And air and space is very light by nature. There's not a lot of substance to it. So we can feel even less grounded at this time of year because it's just relating to what's happening in the natural world. But also because we're a society that is very much on the go. So we're going to and fro. We're very stimulated by different forms of media, things like that. And so we can start to feel like we're not in our bodies. Like we're really, we're up in our heads. We're a little bit spacey.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Well, yeah, I haven't heard that expression in a while, but yeah, like we used to say we were spaced out. I was sort of spaced out on something, you know, like I wasn't part of me was not present in that moment. Like I was daydreaming or I had left my body, you know, to go venture somewhere else. Either my mind was in the future or in the past. And that's not so great for self-care because I'm losing touch with myself, right?
Yes. And when we're in the past or in the future, we're not in the present moment. So that's part of what makes us feel grounded. And I talk about this a lot in my yoga classes where, you know, we can anchor into the present moment by first like kind of feeling our body where we are, feel the ground beneath us. So if we're standing or we're sitting, feeling the surface beneath us is like the first step to grounding ourselves in the present moment. Mm-hmm. I'm here, I feel my body, you know, just even put your hands on your body, put your hands on your arms or your shoulders and mm-hmm. you'll feel more grounded just by doing that.
Yeah. Sometimes I notice myself, just to put both feet flat on the floor mm-hmm. is something, you know, 'cause usually I have one leg crossed or I'm turned to the side a little bit and just allowing myself to put my hands on my lap and put my feet on the floor, something so simple as that. And as our listeners are listening, even to try that, if that's not a position that you're used to sitting in, and to give yourself a moment to just be in that pose, your mind might start to chatter a little bit at you because it's unexpected.
Yeah.
But yet maybe that is one of those reset buttons that we can hit when we want to ground ourselves before we have to go into an important meeting, perhaps, or before we have to have a significant conversation, perhaps, or before we have to whatever. It gives us just that gift of readiness and groundedness before we have to face whatever it is. Because I think we're flying around so much, we don't even feel like our feet are on the floor most of the time.
Absolutely. And we're so out of touch with nature as a society. And that's part of this feeling grounded is spending time in nature. You know, there's a lot of research that shows, you know, being out, putting your feet in the grass or being in a forest, those kinds of things can be really grounding for us as well. So there's a lot of simple things we can do, even just taking time to breathe slowly, particularly our exhales. Exhales are going to help us feel more grounded. So we can, we'll try a little bit of a guided meditation a little bit later that I can give you a more tangible feeling of some of these things.
Yay, I love that. So yeah. Since we are really inviting into the space of allowing our mind, body, and spirit, we talked a little bit about the body dimension in terms of groundedness. How about the mind or the spirit? Are there other things that you can point us to that will help us sort of awaken a relationship with those dimensions?
Yeah. You know, particularly with the mind, when we're not grounded, as we talked about spaciness, fidgeting, mm-hmm. anxiety, the monkey mind syndrome, where the mind mm-hmm. is not able to settle. And so that's the mind being ungrounded. So giving the mind something to focus on can help ground us. So working with a mantra, you know, as simple as I breathe in, I breathe out, I breathe in, I breathe out, giving the mind something to be occupied. Or there's also Sanskrit mantras that we can use, like soham, soham, om namah shivaya, things like that. We can do that in our minds, and that'll help calm the mind by giving it something to focus on.
I love that. So let's just rest with that for a moment. So if I even just offer my mind a little, like a little tidbit of something, of to say, so hum, even if it's almost better, maybe if it's not actual words that I am familiar with.
Yes.
It disrupts that pattern a little bit. Is that so?
Exactly. Yeah. Mantra is like a control of your mind. So rather than letting the mind spin out of control, it's giving it a little bit more focus and clarity.
I love that. I think I joked with you that it's kind of like a fidget spinner for my brain, you know, because it gets me calmed down around something rather than just having it trip out all over the place. I notice I will do this in the car. So either before or after I've been somewhere, like if I have to do like a busy shopping day or if I have a meeting with someone or whatever it happens to be, when I get myself back in my car, and somebody said to me the other day, she does this in the bathroom. I don't know if it has to do with the space or whatever it is, but to find, you know, really invite our listeners to find that little cubby for yourself, that little timeout space where you can acknowledge, first of all, that it's going on.
Yes.
And then second of all, try to interrupt that anxious moment with a very simple phrase that enables us to bring ourselves back to self-soothing, that notion of self-care. That's beautiful. And how about the spiritual dimension? Is there anything in that realm where we can tune in for greater groundedness?
Well, I do. I think all of this is related. So I feel to me like working with a mantra, working with breath is also related to spirit. If you think about the word respiration, it has the same root as respiration, inspiration. All those things are really in spirit, right? They all have that same little root word.
I never thought of that. Okay.
So to me, that's all connected. And that's a way to get in touch more with spirit when we can quiet that ego part of the mind, right? So we're often in that thinking, analyzing, judging mind. When we can get out of that and create more clarity in the mind, we're going to be more naturally in touch with spirit.
And I'll tell you what that calls to my mind is a period of time where my environment at work had become really stressful. I was allowing it to sort of take me out of my presence. And each day I would get in the car and I would either say the rosary, which I don't necessarily do, but I liked the repetition of it. I had an app and I would listen to the rosary and it would take me about the length of time to go home to hear the rosary, which is interesting. Yeah. And that wasn't necessarily a practice, but I kind of reverted back to my childhood where my mother and I used to sit and say the rosary together. And it kind of just brought me a little self-soothing. And then the other thing that I naturally morphed into after the praying, I don't know, certain of the words of the prayer weren't really resonating for me after the rosary period of time, I just went into gratitude, noticings of gratitude. And I would say, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful I brought my lunch today. And I'm thankful that I had gas in the tank. And I'm thankful that the weather is good for the ride home. And I'm thankful for knowing that the house is going to be warm when I get just all these little things. And the more that I was able to notice in a grateful spirit, the more I was able to notice in a grateful spirit. What do you do for yourself in these different dimensions to be grounded?
Well, first, I just want to comment on what you just said and the gratitude. That's really interesting because when we think about the different external ways that we try to fill ourselves up, you know, when we're in a more of a space of gratitude, then we're not thinking, oh, I need X, Y, Z to make myself feel better because we're already grateful for everything that's present and what we have. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, certainly my yoga practice is important for me for this. A breath and meditation practice, all of that is important to me. And I just like to read spiritual material. I think that helps ground me because something like it just keeps me feeling who I am. Do you know what? Make sense? Because sometimes if I get into this really busy phase of my life, sitting down with a cup of tea and a book that's going to nourish me, that's going to give me that sense of just being grounded in who I am.
Yeah, I forget that sometimes how valuable it is to do a little bit of reading. And that sort of gathers me to myself a little bit more, right?
Totally, yes.
And even for me, again, thinking of our listeners who may be like, yeah, I would love that, but that's a luxury. I don't have time for that right away. Sort of like, okay. I even have a page a day calendar, which I've mentioned on different episodes of Space of Allowing. And my page a day calendar pages then become my grocery list pages, or I frame them, or I put them on my mirror in the morning. And so even just to have that touchstone quote from my page a day calendar to revisit helps me to reset myself and to self-soothe a little bit. All these wonderful, almost magical little ways of helping us bring ourselves back to.
If we don't have time, you know, just these little resets that we've been talking about, like just coming home and lighting a candle, right? How grounding is that? Just have that beautiful light, you know, maybe you're going to cook dinner, but you just light some candles just to clear out your mind and set the tone for the rest of your evening, or, you know, burn some essential oils in the diffuser, something like that. There's oils that are grounding for us. So it's different scents are going to either energize us or actually make us feel more calm. So there are so many different ways that we can do for ourselves.
And I think what the show is enabling us to do is just to remember ourselves, you know, like to recall, like, see, these are certain things that, oh yeah, that's right, I could do, because I think we get, our focus gets very narrow when we're driven. And when we have the opportunity to step back a little bit and to expand the view a little bit and to add those delicious, healing, nourishing self-care elements to our day, we just move differently through the experiences that we set up for ourselves. So I'm very grateful for this. And I cannot wait till our third segment, because we're going to go more deeply into breath. And everybody stay tuned, because Deanna is going to give us an opportunity to actually experience a little bit of a guided visualization. And we'll be right back with A Space of Allowing.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being with us on this week's episode of Space of Allowing, where we're really stepping more deeply into self-care for ourselves, for our mind, body, and spirit. And I am thrilled to have with me my guest, my yoga teacher and many people's yoga teacher, Deanna Nagel, who is with us on this episode, taking us through very gently some remembering exercises and opportunities for self-care. And Deanna, please let us know how we can find you beyond this radio episode.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Nancy. On Facebook, it's just basically my personal page, because it's hard for me to manage more than one page with my busy schedule. But Deanna,
that's self-care, right?
That's right. Exactly. Got to make some boundaries. Deanna Marie Nagel on Facebook, and you're welcome to friend me. And I post, different inspirational things throughout the week, and particularly about my classes that I'll be teaching and my schedule. On Instagram, I am inspire.yoga.d, and And I'm not as active on there as I am on Facebook. That just seems to work better for me. And then locally, you can find me at the Yoga Loft of Bethlehem. And I teach there on Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday mornings. In addition to monthly workshops, I teach some women's circle groups. I teach somatic yoga, which we can talk about later, and other workshops such as partner yoga, things like that. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. Nice. That all sounds very good. And so, and Deanna and I have been linking each other and tagging each other on our Facebook pages. So you can always go, if you want to find Deanna, you can find her through Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook or even through the website nancycococoaching.com, where this episode will reside after it airs. And so, great. You know, just your talking about the different classes that are coming up took me back to last year when I joined those. I think it was 5 sessions that you had, and it was called Nourish, a Women's Circle. And it was so, I really did feel like I was treating myself to something extra special by stepping into that space. And what I love about working with you, Deanna, is you not only have the yoga, but you also, in that case, you also had some writing, some crafting, some goddess work, and every week brought in an extra dimension that was just, that was really so fulfilling for me because I'm a little crafter at heart. So how did you come to combine those couple of things in your yoga practice?
Well, it was just always something that I wanted to do, was to like expand beyond the yoga class. And I wanted to share that with a group of women because I always felt like, you know, we don't get enough bonding time in our busy lives. And I wanted to be able to expand the yoga class into discussion and sharing and that sort of thing. And it just ended up being a really special moment in time for me, that 6 weeks that we spent together.
Yeah, it was for us too. I love that I could bring my journal, that we actually did journaling in between and everything. I think that's why I felt like we were kindred spirits. And you know, another thing that brought me to that class was I had a mentor through my coach training program who said, you need to work on your breathing practice. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't even know there was such a thing before she said it to me. And she, this is a woman who is in India, Wasu, shout out to my friend Wasu, my mentor. She saw me through Skype and she said, "You're not breathing."
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how can you see that? And you're right. Like I would actually sit and hold my breath at different times. So I love to have, you know, the opportunity in this segment to really learn from you about the essential nature of breath. Again, these are not negotiables. These are things that really we need to return to. And so please, if you could talk to us about noticing our own breath, where it moves in our body, and just even at our seats right now, listeners, try to really tune in as Deanna reacquaints us with this essential part of our nature.
Yeah, so I find a lot of yoga students, when they're new to the practice, breath can be really challenging because when we're in our busy minds and busy lives, the breath tends to be compromised. Mm-hmm. So we'll be breathing more shallow breath, uneven breath, mm-hmm. Chest breathing, and it tends to create more of the same stress in our body. So when we're stressed, we're going to not breathe properly. And then when the improper breathing is going to create more stress in the body.
And right. Yeah. It's like a feedback cycle. That's the negative feedback cycle, right?
Absolutely.
And I can almost feel that. Like sometimes I would even be not panting, but like catching my breath. Like, and so when you said uneven breathing, that even just having the words for that, Deanna, is really helpful. And I hope it is to our listeners too, because I didn't know that until you named it.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah.
So just by focusing on your breath for a few minutes can change your physiology and lower stress hormones in your body. It can help us be more present. There's a reciprocal relationship between our mind and our breath. So by manipulating the breath, we can control what's happening in the mind. And by controlling what's happening in the mind, we may find we have a calmer breath. So they go hand in hand with each other. Mm-hmm.
And just hearing you speak about it actually is calming for me. I hope it is too for everybody who's listening. Yeah, you're kind of like taking me into that zone. I can see the classroom and I can feel, you know, the comfort of the warm space and the light and the everything. So I can feel, I can validate how being able to recall those things puts me in a better space right away. Right. And so what would you like to do from here? What do you think would be most interesting to try or to talk about related to our breath?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if we have time, we can do a little guided meditation with the breath.
I think we should totally go for it. Listeners, are you into this? Are you down with this? I know a lot of you are at your desks at work listening as you do, because you tell me that when you write to me on Facebook. So let's try a little something, Deanna. I would love that. Thank you.
So one of the things that we can do to manipulate the breath is to lengthen out our exhales. So we'll be doing that in this practice, where we'll start out just kind of evening the breath out, smoothing it out a bit, but then we're going to gradually let the exhales get longer. And I want you to just really be present with that, observe it, and notice the grounding effect of those longer exhales. All right?
Okay.
So wherever you are, go ahead and take a moment and get comfortable. And if you want, you can do this seated. You're welcome to also do this on your back if you would prefer to just rest your body. And we'll just start by noticing the breath. So feeling the breath flow in through your nose and out through your nose if you can. And allow the mind to really just stay focused on the breath flowing in and out through your nose. As you continue to breathe, notice where the breath moves in your body. So are you feeling movement in your belly, in your rib cage, your chest, your back? And observe the qualities of your breath. Is there an uneven quality, or are there inconsistencies or little spots where the breath catches? And see if you can smooth that out a bit. Try not to do anything that would force the breath. I want you to allow the breath to be natural. Now that we are very present with the breath, let's start to bring a count. So as you inhale, let's count to about four. So on your next inhale, one, two, three, and four. And then go ahead and exhale for four, three, two, and one. And then just go ahead and continue on your own, inhaling for a count of four with a brief pause, and then exhaling for a count of four with a brief pause at the bottom. And just continue a few more cycles with the breath being very even. And if the mind starts to become really active, we can bring in those mantras to help tame the mind. Give it a focus, so you can maybe include the words, I breathe in, I breathe out. I breathe in, and I breathe out. And once we get comfortable with the even breath, we start to allow the exhales to be a little bit longer. So now we'll inhale for a count of four. And then as you exhale, we'll see if we can get to a count of six. And as you get to the count of six, gently draw your navel towards your spine and even lift the pelvic floor muscles gently. Like you're breathing out all of that breath before beginning your next inhalation. So now continue, if you can, with a four count inhale and a six count exhale. with that little bit of tone in the abdomen and the pelvic floor is going to help us even feel more grounded. Continue to breathe in for four, out for six. And if you feel comfortable, you could even go to an eight count exhale. Letting the exhale be twice as long as your inhalation.
And as we move into our next break, can we continue to use this pattern of breathing, Deanna?
Yeah, so they can go ahead and continue for a few more moments. And when they're ready, they can come out as we take our break.
And so we will continue breathing with you through this next break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back, everyone. I'm returning with you to a space of allowing instead of a gentle, quieter, hushed tone because we've been blessed to have my guest, Deanna Noggle, share with us some breathing techniques that I hope have helped you to feel more grounded and even giving you the gift of self-care in this time that we're together. So welcome back. And Deanna, thank you for doing that with us. That was really delicious. I felt my shoulders were softening, my belly was melting a little bit. And so thank you for that opportunity. Can you let folks know again where we can find you beyond the show?
Locally, I'm at the Yoga Loft of Bethlehem. I also teach at the Southern Lehigh Public Library a couple times a week.
So these are places in Pennsylvania for anybody who is in the northeast of the United States. Okay, thank you. And how about online?
Yep, Deanna Marie Noggle on Facebook, inspire.yoga.d on Instagram.
Nice, good. And we'll look for you there. And for those of you who would like to expand this practice, we're going to talk a little more specifically in this segment about types of yoga that might be really entry level for you if you feel like a yoga practice is maybe something that you've considered but haven't stepped into. And also, you know, a nice companion to this notion of self-care for mind, body, spirit is coaching. And so I do want to mention that I have a 3-session package of coaching at a discounted rate. And so you can check that out on nancycococoaching.com. You know, something around the holidays that helps you to plug in and gives you that dedicated space of allowing. So please consider that as well as a companion to the work that we're doing here. So you can find me on nancycococoaching.com or Facebook, Nancy Coco Coaching. And so, delicious breath. Good groundedness. And now we would love to tap your expertise about certain of the types of yoga that specifically help us in self-care. Like, I would love others to know about restorative yoga. Maybe we could start there.
Yeah. One of the things I love about yoga is that no matter how I'm feeling, there's a type of yoga that I can do even when I'm, you know, feeling low energy or really busy and I don't have it in me to do a more active vinyasa style practice. Restorative yoga is wonderful when you're not feeling well or really any time you just need to take care of yourself. So, you know, at the end of a class, you have your shavasana where you're just resting on your back. Restorative yoga poses all have that same feeling tone of shavasana. So we might put ourselves in a reclined hip opening posture, but we want to be fully supported, fully grounded, completely relaxed. We're not going to be looking for a big stretch or a lot of sensation, but it opens the body in the most gentle way that I really feel is one of the best types of yoga for self-care.
Yeah. And for me with injury, I mean, the notion of being able to wrap myself in blankets, put my socks on, lay still. I mean, like I had never heard of anything like that. And so that's something that I think when somebody said to me, no, you want restorative yoga. I was like, just even the word felt good to me. And so, you know, that's one door that might open for people that they hadn't necessarily thought about in terms of self-care. And that is restorative yoga. And how about yin yoga? That's a new one for me that I know that you practice.
Yeah, I really love this style of yoga as well because it's a little more active than the restorative yoga, but we're still doing things that we're all on the ground, on our bellies, on our backs, so we can do it if we're not feeling, you know, super energetic, and it's really accessible to a beginner, all levels, but it works on a deep level on our connective tissue and our fascia. It's like a seated meditation in a way because we're putting ourselves in these different yoga positions, holding them for like 3 to 5 minutes of stillness, where we're just focusing on our breath. And the word yin, you know, that's part of the duo of yin and yang, right? Mm-hmm. Our lifestyles are so yang. We're busy, we're outer focused, we're achievement focused. So yin is very opposite of that. So it's going to help us find balance in our lives because it's just taking us on a more introspective journey in this practice of yin.
I'm looking at a picture of you actually in your yoga pose that we used for the thumbnail for this segment. And it's just even looking at you in that restful, balanced pose, it just by association, it helps me to feel a little more grounded. And, you know, like it's in the moment of the actual practice. And then it's after going home, the beautiful feeling that remains. Mm-hmm. I think with a practice like that, that is such an investment in our self-care. And then now I'm really interested in this, which I've started seeing pop up on your Facebook page, this notion of somatic yoga. Can you teach us a little bit about that? How is that different?
Yeah, so they're all three of them, I think, are very calming self-care-oriented yoga practices that are accessible to pretty much everyone. And this one is my new passion. I've been introduced to this through several of my other teachers. But they're gentle, simple movements that help repattern areas of our bodies where we're kind of locked into a contracted state, like we have a lot of tension in our muscles or pain, these small repetitive movements that really help repattern this connection between our mind, our body, the nervous system, and it helps to release really tight contracted muscles and help to turn on muscles that maybe have been in a dormant state so that now we have more integration. It's super calming for the nervous system.
And you know what what that brings to mind is a number of my coaching clients will just as a matter of sort of by the way, they'll mention, you know, and I've had this pain in my neck for the last 6 months or, know, and I have like they've become familiar and comfortable almost with the notion of being uncomfortable. Like, this is my companion. Okay. I just have a pain in my neck. Or every morning I get the same headache. And it's just, it really wakes me up to that, you know, that idea that slowly but surely we're operating on less than 100%. And, you know, again, a child would cry for support or care in a moment like that. And yet we stifle that. We don't necessarily grant ourselves the same kind of care that maybe if we're dealing with a chronic pain or an injury, that doesn't take us out of the necessity. In fact, it makes it even more essential that we practice self-care in one dimension or another.
The founder of this type of movement, his name is Thomas Hanna. Basically, the premise behind it is that we don't have to suffer in pain, particularly the pain associated with aging. This is not inevitable. And that through, he shows many case studies of simple somatic practices that have helped people reduce their pain in as little as one session. So, wow. Really a powerful practice that I really recommend people try if they have pain, things like fibromyalgia. It's a really wonderful practice for things like that.
You know, I hope that those listening really do find a lifeline in some of the things that we've talked about today. You're amazing. I love spending time with you, and I'm craving a class with you now. So I am going to go. And I didn't think about somatic for myself, but now that you've said that, I know that I want to experience that. So I'm sure that we will see each other face to face very soon. Deanna, I want to just really thank you and express a lot of gratitude for your spending time with us in this way and sharing your wisdom. Is there any final thought or anything that you'd like to leave us with relative to self-care?
Yeah, just remember to take time for it. You know, whether you're going out to seek out community where you're with like-minded people and things, something like a yoga class, or you're taking time after your busy day to light a candle and sit and breathe for a few moments, try not to put yourself last on the to-do list. Put yourself.
Amen. Yeah. And that's a space of allowing, really, within and without. And so give yourself that little bit of a buffer. So I say thank you again to Deanna Nagel. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, our listeners. We love having you, and I look forward to seeing you on Facebook. And Carter, thank you for producing the show today. Can't wait to see you all again. Practice some self-care in a space of allowing. See you again next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.